First off, that children's program was just wonderful. Leanne, could you raise your hand for a second? Leanne Kermes started rehearsing these kids, oh, it's got to be a month and a half at this point, right? And then you've been gone for 3 weeks or so on grandma duty. Congratulations, by the way. Did you ever think when you left that we'd be at this point today? Thank you for your time that you spent as well. I remember those first few weeks trying to learn the words. That was a challenge. Thank you. This picture of scripture that we just heard from Isaiah that Jack read, it paints a beautiful picture, doesn't it? Literally paints a picture of a time when our world is at peace, real peace. It's a picture of lions and lambs laying down together, which really it doesn't sound like putting a lion and a lamb in the same cage together is a very good idea, is it? There are pictures of this scene. It's called the Peaceable Kingdom. You can look that up on the internet. Several different pictures, the Peaceable Kingdom. But I can't picture the scene in my mind's eye. I have no reference point in real life for this. I can see it, but I can't see it. You know what I mean? To not be able to see what's there, even though it's there, kind of like your teenager not seeing the mess in their room or the unmade bed. Lots of mammals are able to see ultraviolet light. We humans cannot. And it opens up a whole different world for them than the world we live in. Our pets can see, well, I think you all know that, right? Everyone knows pets can see more than we can. We have a lens that blocks most of the UV light from hitting our eyes and destroying it. But animals don't. Cats and dogs can see a pretty big piece of the UV spectrum. So what? Well, it allows them to see things that we can't see. And for them, it's very important. Reindeer can see polar bears, for example, who would normally be invisible in light, white on white. But with UV, they can see them. And if you're a reindeer in polar regions, it's good to be able to see polar bears, trust me. It allows mammals to see urine trails, which is helpful if they're following prey, so they can find food in the wild. Cats and dogs see differently than us. But why am I spending time this morning telling you that? It has to do with the words that Jack just read. A shoot shall come out from the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him. The spirit of wisdom and understanding, as it continues, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see or decide by what his ears hear. But with righteousness, the lens he will use is righteousness. He shall judge the poor and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. The lesson we learn from our cat and dog friends is that all eyes are not created equal. Cats and dogs can see things we can't, hear things that we can't. Not all eyes and ears are the same. What Isaiah teaches us is that our Savior, the shoot from Jesse, has eyes and ears that are not like our eyes and ears. Jesus can see and hear things we cannot. He can look at situations and see things in them that we're not able to see with our eyes. Jesus can hear the cries for mercy and the shouts for help that our ears can no longer hear. And that is good news, very good news. The prophet Isaiah looked and he saw. He really saw. He saw God and saw as God sees. He heard what God heard and still hears. The poor were judged unfairly. The wicked and powerful take more than their share. The lambs, the kids, the fatlings, The little children of the world are vulnerable and at danger, always threatened and at risk. And there was no one who cared, and there was no one to help. God answered Isaiah. And that's what this beautiful picture that Isaiah speaks of comes from. The answer is the Messiah, the one whose birth we're preparing to celebrate in a few weeks. What Isaiah saw and heard in his vision of the peaceable kingdom was the heart of God. And our ears and eyes cannot sense that fully. So Isaiah took the trouble to write it down, so we could all see God's answer for ourselves. Isaiah wrote that God will send a Messiah, a shoot from the stump of Jesse. Isaiah's vision is a vision of future hope. It's a someday text, not a today text. And you don't have to glance very far into the news on any given day to know that the world that Isaiah saw of the lion and the lamb and the child and the snake isn't now in place, and it's not even close to materializing. But that brings us to the takeaway message for today. If that's God's vision of the future, and it is, then that's the vision that we are called to work for today. I mean, what other choice do we have? That is the hope that we have found in Jesus Christ. We work today to bring that vision of Isaiah's that we can only see and hear in part, even if we can only accomplish it in part. We pray the Lord's Prayer, but you have to admit, it's tough to see God's will done on earth as it is in heaven, is it not? We can see and hear only in part, but we trust in that vision of peace and justice that our Savior, the one with perfect sight and perfect hearing, has given to us. We place our hope in the one who came, in perfect righteousness, in poverty, in a manger, because we have no other hope. We work for that vision of peace and mercy because that's the work that He has called us to do, and because real peace and real mercy for our world can't come from anyone or anything else. We work and we wait. We work and wait for justice. We wait for lives to change. We wait for peace. We wait for freedom. We wait for the hungry to be filled, for the victims of prejudice to find their worth. We wait for a future that will not be like today. We work and we wait for the transformation of our world and our lives into that glorious vision that Isaiah has, that peaceable kingdom. But we hope and we trust, and that's what Advent is all about. We hope and we trust in the one who lived to die for us, because we trust in Him to be our eyes and our ears when our own have grown deaf to the state of our world. We trust in the one who invites us to work together for that day when Isaiah's vision will be reality. And all of that reminds me of a song from the 70s. Now, come on. It's been a while since we had a song to go with our sermon, and you probably got, I won't even mention it by name, the last one that's been stuck in your head for quite some time. It's been a long time, and no, I didn't even set John up for this, and I'm not going to ask, or John, I'm not even going to ask you to sing. I'm thinking Jackson Brown here. You know the song I'm thinking? Doctor My Eyes. Your homework, listen to it on YouTube if you can't call it. Doctor My Eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying, and he ends with, Doctor, my eyes cannot see the sky. Is this the prize for having learned what? Come on, Jackson Brown fans, how not to cry, right? How are your eyes and your ears this Advent? As we enter the year, and we will in just 3 weeks enter which year? 2020 sounds like perfect vision, does it not? As we enter the year 2020, let's make it a year of perfect vision. So pray that your eyes and your ears be in tune with the one who came to live and die for us. Amen.